Like many of Beethoven's compositions of the early 1800s, the two works on tonight's program received their public premieres at Vienna's Theater and Der Wien. The theater's concertmaster, the violin virtuoso Franz Clement, performed in the public premiere of the symphony in April 1805, alongside Clement's own D major violin concerto. Clement approached Beethoven for a concerto, and this was hurriedly composed over the course of about a month before its premiere in December 1806. Beethoven completed it only 2 days before the concert, and such was the state of the manuscript, with alternatives and overwritings, that, as soloist, Clement had something of a challenge in the first performance. This may account for Beethoven's inscription on his manuscript, Concerto par Clemenza por Clement. The concerto is one of Beethoven's most sublime. The opening is striking, a soft, pulsing rhythm from the timpani alone. This motif is taken up by the orchestra, and contrasts with lyrical writing for the soloist. Tender orchestral coloration features in the meditative second movement, a theme and variations. An extensive coda follows the soloist's cadenza, developing the main theme and leading to a glorious finale where the solo violin and orchestra alternate. Beethoven's Symphony No. 3 was written in 1803, and revolution was in the air. In Vienna, the Habsburg dynasty was under threat from fallout of the French Revolution, as Napoleon led military campaigns over Europe. French troops were to occupy Vienna for a period between the premieres of tonight's music. The symphony expresses intense revolutionary fervor, breaking free of the prevailing expectations of a symphony in multiple ways, in its form, its length, complexity and instrumentation, in its use of keys, harmony, dynamics and dissonance, and in its emotional content. About halfway through the first movement, the music climaxes with a grindingly dissonant chord played very loudly 5 times, with offbeat accents pushing against the underlying triple meter. It's a startlingly original sound, and a thrilling call for revolution. The idea of commemoration comes to the fore in the second movement, with its solemn funeral march, accompanied by military drums. The witty third movement features 3 horns, rather than the usual 2. With Beethoven, there's often a sense of play and humor, and perhaps playing with the idea of the number 3 in this third symphony was an inspiration for him. It's in the key of E flat major, which has 3 flats, the first movement is in a triple meter, with a main theme made up of the 3 notes of a tonic triad. The fourth movement starts comically, but we're back to revolution here too. Beethoven repurposes a theme from his ballet, The Creatures of Prometheus, and is perhaps alluding to the revolutionary sentiments of Schiller's Ode to Joy. There are 10 variations on this Promethean theme, and a suitably heroic ending, with bursts of joy from the 3 horns.